I was pretty young when this happened. I think 16 or 17. It was at my first job, which was just some trashy pizza place. They paid slightly more than other places, and I made extra from tips when I did deliveries, so I stayed there for a while. I don't remember too much about the beginning of my shift this night. I probably started at my regular time, around 6, and was scheduled until 12. But the whole first half of my shift went by like any other day. It was sometime around 10 that we got an order for delivery, so I packed it up and left to drop it off. The place was 15 minutes away, in a small neighborhood. It took me a minute to find the house though, because all the trees were blocking the address numbers, and a lot of the homes had long driveways leading far from the road. Eventually, I did find it, after circling back a few times. I drove down the driveway and parked closer to the home. It was one of those large houses that looked like it was built forever ago. I got the food and walked up to the front porch. It was hard not to notice how quiet it was in this neighborhood. It felt like I was so far away from everything, especially with the trees everywhere. When I got up to the porch, though, the front door was wide open. I'd seen a lot of people leave their doors cracked open before, but the way this one was fully open was a little bit excessive. Anyway, I walked over and knelt down to set the food inside the house, when a voice called out.
"Hey, would you mind bringing the pizza in here? I'm just setting up the table."
It was a man's voice, but they sounded friendly. I knew it was frowned on to enter someone's home while delivering, but honestly, it was a fairly normal request and usually didn't take more than a few extra seconds and typically secured a good tip. I stepped inside and walked down the hallway into the kitchen. I set the box on the table, but nobody else was in there. I'd just heard his voice only moments ago, and I never heard him walk anywhere else. I also noticed the house was extremely quiet, like no other sounds at all. I felt a shiver run through me, and as I decided to leave, his voice called out again.
"Can you bring it in here, please?"
His voice came from the other hallway connecting to the kitchen. There was a single door that was open, but whatever room was behind it was dark. There was no light on. It also sounded like his voice came from right behind the doorway, like he was standing just out of sight. After a few seconds, I turned around and fast walked back out the front door. I got in my car and drove back to work, and I never said a word about it. I thought I'd either get made fun of for being scared or for being stupid, so I just kept it to myself. Thinking back on it now though, there was definitely something up with that guy. Nothing about that encounter was normal. I'm just glad that at least I was smart enough to leave when I did, because there's really no saying what would have happened if I went into that room with him. I was 20 and worked with my parents at a really small takeout restaurant. We specialized in to-go orders. I was in college at the time and was on a very hectic schedule, but my parents were kind enough to offer me a laid-back position just as a general worker, usually just working the to-go table or cleaning up the place after closing hours. This was during early December, and with finals coming up, I didn't have much time to work during the day, so I was taking up mostly late night shifts where I'd just clean for a few hours, then head home. One of the nights I was working, I noticed around an hour into my shift that a car was parked in the parking lot. The way our restaurant was laid out, it was a standalone shop with a tiny parking lot in front of it, so there was no crossover between other stores or businesses. I thought whoever parked there probably just didn't think anyone would care, and they were right, because I really didn't care. 20 or so minutes later, they left. However, the next night, around the same time, the car pulled into the parking lot again. The first time it was fine, because I thought it was just a one-time thing, but coming back again was strange. I walked up to the front of the building and looked out. It was an older gray sedan with dark windows. They didn't seem to be trying to hide or anything, because they were facing right at the building and they kept their headlights on. I double-checked that the doors were locked before getting back to cleaning. It was hard not to feel like they were watching me through the giant glass front windows, but just like last time, they left not too long after. I finished up my work and clocked out an hour later. Walking to my car in the parking lot, I felt really uneasy. I knew they had left, but it was just concerning that the same car came by two nights in a row for seemingly no reason. I drove home and got some rest. Having a lot of schoolwork to do, I decided to take off the next night, so I didn't return to work until the following night. The whole time I was inside cleaning, I had this anxious feeling that made me constantly look out the windows, expecting that car to come back at any point. But I never saw them pull in. I was inside for nearly 3 hours and finished everything I had to do. And not having seen the car come by this night, I felt like maybe it really was all nothing. I packed my stuff up and headed out, locking the door behind me. As I walked through the parking lot, that anxious and uneasy feeling rushed back to me. It felt like I suddenly got a burst of adrenaline, making me sweat and look in all directions. Then, as I was halfway across and standing out in the open, my eyes spotted a car sitting in the far back of the parking lot, away from all the street lamps that lit up the area. Within seconds, it started moving, quickly driving toward me. I sprinted to my car, but I could hear their tires skidding on the pavement as they sped up right beside me and slammed on the brakes. I stumbled forward, thinking they were about to hit me. I was only a few feet away from my car at this point, and suddenly the doors of their car swung open. I didn't even turn my head to look, having my focus completely on getting into my car. Footsteps rushed behind me just as I opened my car and got in. Through the windows, I saw three men wearing masks and hoodies sprinting up to me. My hands were shaking as I tried to get my car to turn on. The men started banging on the windows and trying to get the doors open, but I barely got it in drive and drove past them. I got out of the parking lot and onto the road, and from there, I was safe. I called 911 and pulled into a well-lit gas station nearby to wait for them. Unfortunately, the outside of our shop didn't have any cameras, so the information the police had to go off of was minimal. I couldn't even see any of the men's faces. After that night, it's no surprise that I never saw the car or the men again. I used to work for a small startup company. I'm not even really sure what they did, because I was just a security person, but I always thought it was a little strange that they even felt they needed a security guard. The office was really small and looked somewhat unimportant, like any other office. It made my job easy though, because I didn't have to parade around multiple floors all night. I got in at 9 and turned on the security alarm systems, then headed to the little security room that had all the camera screens set up. The place only had outdoor cameras, which were really low quality. The first couple hours went by slowly, with the usual nothing going on. Sometime around 1 a.m. though, I heard what sounded like a latch clicking shut. I sat there confused for a moment, then stood up and opened the door to the hallway. Everything looked exactly how I'd left it. There were only 3 doors down the hallway, and each one was closed. I walked over to each door, opening them, and briefly looking around. The rooms were layered with a bunch of office desks, but from what I could see, it was all normal. By now, it had been long enough for me to start wondering if the sound I heard was actually what I thought it was. Maybe I just didn't hear it right. After all, the security systems should have triggered an alarm if someone had opened one of the main doors to get inside. So I went back to the room, this time leaving the door open to the hallway, so if I heard it again, it'd be more clear. Then I sat back and continued monitoring the cameras. I checked the footage from the previous few minutes just to see if I missed anything, but I didn't see anything at all. No movement outside the building. Another 20 minutes passed. I think by then, I'd pretty much came to terms that whatever I heard was nothing, as I was back to not paying as much attention. Then, a sound echoed down the hallway. It was faint. A door, opening slowly. I jumped up from my chair and walked into the hallway, not believing what I heard. I immediately saw one of the doors was cracked open. Knowing that none of the alarms went off and nothing had shown up on the cameras, I was extremely confused. I was sure that nobody could be in here. I crept over and opened the door a little further, revealing the dark office room. I took a few steps inside, but didn't hear or see anything. So I started to walk further in, going past each office desk. Then, as I got to the back of the room, I saw the slightest movement on one of the walls, like a shadow or something, before I turned my head and instantly locked eyes with a person crouched underneath one of the desks. It was a man with black hair and large dark circles under his eyes. He had a look of both fear and anger. Like he was both mad and worried that I'd found him. The instant we saw each other though, he started getting up. I had no idea if he had any kind of weapons on him, so I took no chances and started running for my life. I went into the hallway and out the front doors, which triggered the security alarms and automatically notified the police. I went a safe distance away, then tried to watch the front doors as I waited for the officers to show up. It only took about 30 seconds before the door swung open and the man came running out. He ran around to the other side of the building, and from there I lost sight of him. When officers got there, we downloaded the footage from the whole night, but nowhere in it did we see the man enter the building. So we don't know when or even how they got in. Obviously, the other question is why they broke in. After discussing it with the company, they said they knew nothing about it and didn't find anything missing. I have a hunch that they might have known more than they let on, though. Hiring security for their tiny office isn't normal unless you have a reason to. I think it might have actually been an old employee that they knew was a little unhinged. Anyway, I stayed there for another few months, then called it quits for a better job. I never found out anything else about what happened that night.